One of the Catholic Church's most outspoken leaders is resigning after more than a quarter of a century as the Bishop of Canberra and Goulburn. But Father Pat Power is taking a swipe at the Vatican as he goes and encouraging his fellow clergy to keep the pressure up on church leaders. He says sexual abuse scandals have diminished the authority of the church and warns that unless there's reform, parishes will continue to shrink. Pat Power has been speaking to Lexi Metherall.
Well, I think most of the population retire at 65, and for some reason in the church it's been 75, but I've seen so many people go on too long, whether it's been sportsmen or politicians or other people in the church, and I probably always would have retired at 70, as I say, simply because I think people can go on too long, and it's better, I think, to go when you are at the top of your game rather than when you're on the decline.
How do you feel about the state of the church as you stand down?
Oh, look, I'd have concerns, you know, with where we're at the moment. I mean, there's been the whole question of sexual abuse, which has brought a terrible stain on the life of the church. But I think there's wider reform that's needed there. And my great sadness is the fact that the Second Vatican Council really gave us the pathway, I think, for the church to be more accommodated to bring the message of Christ to the modern world. And I was ordained, actually, a priest in 1965, which was the year that the Second Vatican Council ended. And I know as a young priest I had great hopes with where the church was going in those days in terms of a better understanding of the place of lay people and women in the life of the church, better relationships with the other churches, and I think a healthier relationship with the world around us. And sadly, though, I think in more recent times we've resiled from a lot of that, and that causes me a lot of sadness.
What prospect do you think there is of reform in the church?
Well, I think we're at a really critical position here in Australia, and I think in many other parts of the world in terms of a shortage of clergy. So while we persist in this disciplinary rule that Catholic priests in the Latin Rite are not able to marry, that there are just less and less young people coming into the priesthood, and we're in a situation in our diocese, for instance, where we're just desperately short. The Diocese of Wilcannia Forbes, which takes up 52% of the state of New South Wales, I mean, that's really pretty well collapsed. And I wrote to the Pope in 2010 talking about the situation in Wilcannia Forbes and suggesting that in each of those parishes there'd be good married men that after some training could be ordained and serve the church there. And I said what's happening there is progressively going to happen across the rest of Australia.
What's the response when you raise those concerns with the Vatican?
Oh, I'd say that it's a message they just don't want to hear, and I think that's sad. And I think a lot of times I think bishops are reluctant to speak as strongly as I have about it, you know, is it for fear that they're being disloyal to Rome. But I think that it's important that we look at the life of the whole church, and I think as local bishops we've got a responsibility to enable the Pope and his advisors to see what the real state of affairs is on the ground, and that's one of the things that I've tried to do as a bishop, to try and reflect the situation as so many good people are seeing it.
You spoke about flagging numbers of priests. What about the numbers of parishioners and the age of congregations?
Oh, that's all part of the same story, I think. One of the hopes that I have in retirement is to try and help many really good Catholic people, I think, who have walked away from the church, and often they've said to me, look, I haven't abandoned the church has abandoned me. And I think if those people can be helped to see that they do have a real role within the life of the church and they're empowered in that way, I think we'll see more of them, you know, taking a part that will give value to all of us. One of the really unhealthy things at the moment, there is just this male dominance throughout the church, and in any organisation, if you've just got, you know, if you've got all women in a situation, for instance, that can be unhealthy. But if you've got all men, that causes quite an imbalance, I think, and we're just not drawing on the gifts of half of our population. And I'm not even necessarily talking about the ordination of women here, but just women having a part in the decision making in the church, and there's no doubt that at the highest level in the church that's almost completely absent.
You sound quite pessimistic about the church's future in Australia.
No, I'm not actually, Lexi. I just feel that at the grassroots a lot of really good things are happening. You know, I've just been to three of our Catholic schools here, high schools here in Canberra in the last little while, and just to see the good things that are happening on the ground there, that the life of the Spirit is very much present in those situations. And I think it's important that those grassroots manifestations of healthy church life can be brought to bear on the whole church.
And that's the retiring Bishop of Canberra and Goulburn, Pat Power, speaking there to Lexi Metherall. And a longer version of that interview will be available on our website later this afternoon.